Recently, an awareness has developed that the world's resources are not infinite. In many countries, there is now a concern to husband and protect the raw materials on which life depends. Perhaps the most basic resource of all is the land. So laws and regulations are being passed to prevent further destruction of land, and money is being found to restore land which has been destroyed or degraded. Such a transformation in our beliefs and actions was essential, for in the last 2 decades, the rate of exploitation and destruction of land has increased to alarming proportions. It is tempting in all this, and sometimes satisfying, to take up an extremist position. Some people suggest man is capable, through technological advances, of taking care of all the problems presented by the demands of continued economic growth. Others prophesy imminent disaster and urge the rapid evolution to a post-industrial society. The latter view is, however, as illusory as the former. The future must lie in some kind of middle way, in which resources are carefully utilized, husbanded, and recycled, and the most important resource to be treated in this way is the land. But land is not a simple commodity that can be stored and replaced, destroyed and remade, or even recycled in exactly the same way as manufactured goods. It is a complex biological system built up over long periods of time. If we are to restore it, we must understand how it functions biologically, physically, and chemically. If we do not understand it, we may not restore it properly, or we may only be able to restore it at great expense. In the same way that someone, without proper engineering knowledge, cannot effectively repair a piece of machinery.